Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head. 5:09. It's BBC Radio Lancashire. Gilly with you till 6 o'clock this evening. And then sport with Andy Bayes. League 2007, 7:05. And at the Jukebox at 8. And then later with Carol tonight from 10. That's the way things are shaping up here on BBC Radio Lancashire for the rest of the day. Now, bookmakers have just slashed the odds of us ever finding extraterrestrial life. The reason? Scientists have just discovered a planet outside of our solar system, which is very much like Earth. Someone who's been following the discovery with interest is Dr. Stuart Ayres from the University of Central Lancashire's Astrophysics Department, who joins me now. Firstly, Doctor, how was this planet discovered?
Well, we can't see planets outside our own solar system, so you have to look at them in an indirect way. So what they've discovered is, if you look at this particular star, you see a little bit of a wobble on it, and that wobble's due to the planets going around it. So they looked at that wobble and measured it, and determined how big and how many planets there are going around that star.
How far away is it?
It's 20 light years, so it's about 500 million times further than the Moon.
And what do we know about conditions there?
Well, that's all indirect as well, actually. What they've basically done is work out how far away it is from its star and how warm that star is, and they've discovered that it's about the same temperature as you get on Earth, so about, 20 degrees as it is today. And that's really all they're really going off. And it's about the same size. Well, it's 5 times larger than Earth, so it's a sort of rocky body like the Earth instead of being a great big gaseous planet.
So 20 light years away. Any chance we might be able to visit it one day, do you think?
Well, you and I certainly aren't going to do it this evening, but you'd never put it past the ingenuity of humanity, so I would never say never, but it's certainly probably not going to be in our lifetime that we'd visit a planet that far away, unless we discover something we don't already know about how the universe works.
So our chances of encountering alien life, they've just gone up then, really?
That would seem to be the way, yes. The question you have to ask yourself is, well, why haven't they been in contact, already? So if this planet is well within the time it would take our radio waves to go out there, so if they're there, why haven't they been back in contact? And perhaps they're just not in that position to do that.
Well, if you're an amateur astronomer, you might be asking whether you'll be able to see this planet yourself. Joining me now is Terry Devon from the Blackpool Astronomical Society. First of all, Terry, astronomers often referred to as stargazers, but can you see distant planets as well?
No, it's not possible to see anything outside our own solar system. It's not possible to see the planets at all. The stars are so distant, it's impossible to see planets around. There has only been one planet imaged. I think it's by the Hubble Space Telescope, which is around a small star similar to this one that we're talking about, the Gliese 581. But it's not possible, really, to see the planet. We're building bigger telescopes all the time. The CCD instruments are getting more sophisticated. So it may be possible one day, very soon probably, to actually spot atmospheres in extrasolar planets.
Can you see the star, though, that the planet's orbiting through an ordinary telescope, like perhaps you might have at the Society there?
Yeah, the star's about 10.5 magnitudes. You could see it in the dark sky with binoculars, with large binoculars, or with a small telescope. It's a small red dwarf, so it would look red in the telescope. Apparently the red dwarfs are the most numerous in the galaxy. That's just the thinking at the moment. But a lot of them we can't see because they are so small and distant. So there is a lot more we don't know about. But we do know that they are very numerous in the galaxy.
Will this encourage you to be holding one of those star parties that your society holds regularly? Although I think recently with the cloudy weather, the conditions haven't been too good, have they?
No, we're hoping it'll clear up later on. We always put a few days on one side, and then when the opportunity comes, everybody gets emailed to meet at our dark sky site near Pilling.
Is that one of the best places to be a stargazer near Pilling?
Well, at the moment it is, yes. We've discovered it for ourselves, this place. It's about half an hour's drive from where most of us live. And when we can, I take the Society's 8.5-inch reflector, and a lot of the members bring their own telescopes as well. And we have a special binocular mount, which we've just built to accommodate a pair of 4-inch binoculars, quite 100mm binoculars, which magnify only 25 times, but they give nice views of the nice wide field views of some of the galaxies you can see from a dark sky.
Terry Devon from the Blackpool Astronomical Society joining us on the programme this afternoon. Latest on the roads on the way next.
Tony, wonderful.